have this morning Rachel Coughlan, CEO of Craft ACT, which runs the Design Canberra, which starts on Thursday. That's the 27th of October. Good morning, Rachel.
Oh, hi, Annalyn. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Firstly, what is Design Canberra and what is this for?
Okay, so Design Canberra celebrates and promotes Canberra as a global city of design. So this is the third year the festival has run, and it showcases the best design across all design disciplines that the ACT can offer.
I know this is your third year, so what's new?
Okay, so this is our biggest, most beautiful and most ambitious festival yet. It goes for a full month this year. And it has over 100 events, exhibitions, events, activations, artists, you name it. It's really exciting. We've got a really strong international stream this year with a designer from the Philippines, Francis Solano, a designer from New Zealand, David Truebridge, and a design artistic director from Belgium, Giovanna Massoni. So it's a really exciting and full program over 4 weeks here in Canberra.
Yeah, because it used to be just 9 days, isn't it?
That's right. It was 9 days last year in 2015, and we attracted 26,000 people to that event. So
wow.
This year, over a month, it should be quite something.
A million, maybe?
maybe not that much, but we're looking forward to it.
Yeah. You mentioned earlier Francis Solano from the Philippines is coming.
Yes.
We're doing the Filipino program. This is for the Filipino program. Are his works going to be featured at the festival?
Yes. So Francis, as you may know, is a very well-regarded trashion artist who uses waste materials and turns them into beautiful Vogue-style accessories. So he is coming over to run some workshops here. He's also bringing over some works from Cebu that will be on exhibition here. The materials and objects that he creates in his workshops will be on display during the festival. And he's also going to be opening an exhibition here called Reclaim. It's by leading designers and artists in Canberra. And it's also about sustainability, using waste materials to create something functional and beautiful.
So this is not just for the arts, it's for the environment too.
Well, environmental issues concern artists too. So issues of sustainability tends to run through the program as well. So, for instance, David Truebridge, one of the world's leading designers, considered one of the top 15 designers in the world, he is really strongly committed to sustainability. So that's a key part of his message as well.
Yeah. You said that the Design Canberra features arts and creativity, but why is design essential for Canberra, knowing that it is the centre for national politics?
Right. Well, Canberra itself is a city of design. So it was designed when it was first conceived. There was an international design competition that led to the planning of Canberra, which is quite beautiful. And so design is very much part of the Canberra DNA. We have a really active and thriving design community here, in part because of our world-class tertiary institutions at the Australian National University and the University of Canberra, where you get very leading designers choosing to study here and often then choosing to live and work and make here in Canberra and make it their home.
Yeah. And again, up to when is the festival? And is it open for all, free?
Yeah, so the festival opens to the 27th of October and it runs through to Friday the 25th of November. There are events for all ages and most events are free. So if you go to designcanberrafestival.com.au, our website, you can see the full program details there.
Again, invite our listeners to come and see the festival.
We would love that. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Rachel Coughlan, CEO of Craft ACT.
Great, thank you.
SBS Filipino, sa radyo, online at mobile.